Greetings and welcome back to another and ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now in Masechet Bava Metzia, Daf Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph, near the bottom of the Amud. And we are in the middle of a discussion about Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar's statement, quoted in the from a Braita, in which he stated that if something is found in a public area, you may keep it. And then our question was, first of all, does he only mean when a majority of the people are not Jewish, or even Berov Yisrael, because of the assumption of Yeush? And then the question is, do the Rabbanan agree with him? And then the question is, do the Rabbanan, if they disagree with him, only disagree with him, Barov Yisrael, or even Barov Nachrim? And then the question is, does Halacha follow him? And does Halacha follow him in every case? Those are the five circular questions that we sort of ended up with. The first proof that we invoked at the end of the last podcast to try to demonstrate it was the issue of the Batei Knesset and Batei Midrash, which we ended up concluding could have been Batei Knesset and Batei Midrash that have non-Jewish guards who were there all the time, and therefore it might have fallen from them, and or Batei Knesset, where they gather for public meetings or something, and therefore it does not prove that Barov Yisrael. So on to the next proof. And this is Toshma Matzah Ba'avidah. Imrov Yisrael Chayav Lachriz, Imrov Nachrim Eno Chayav Lachriz. If you found an Avidah in town, if majority of the townspeople are Yisrael, you have to announce it. If the majority are non-Jewish, you do not have to announce it. Man, Shabbat Leidamar, Zlinam Bataruva. So who is the authority who says that Rov establishes the tenor? Because we said that even if it's only Barov, who said that it's only Barov Nachrim, still it's because of Rov. Shimon Elazar. So Shaminakam, Rav Shimon Elazar, Barov Nachrim, Aval Barov Yisrael Lo. So you see that if a majority of the people of Israel, you have to announce, therefore he doesn't extend his rule to Rov Israel. So the answer is, Lo, Hamani Rabbananhi. So we say that that ruling is not Rav Shimon Elazar's, that's Rabbanan's. So Tiv Shemiyad Demodele Rabbanan Rav Shimon Elazar Rav Nachrim. So does that mean that the Rabbanan accede the point of Rav Shimon Elazar, at least in the case of Rav Nachrim? Which would mean then, why did we ask that earlier? We have a simple answer. The answer is, El Eliola Rav Shimon Elazar. He really, it's authored Rav Shimon Elazar. Afil Rav Yisrael Nami. He would even say, if you found something in the street, in a town that's majority Jewish, you could still keep it. What are we talking about here? We're talking about something that's been buried. If it's buried, what are you doing messing with it at all? In the third Mishnah, in our parak, it says, if you found a vessel that's in the dung heap, if it's covered up, don't touch it, because the guy buried it there to hide it there. If it's uncovered, you take it, but that itself is a siman, so you publicize it. All right, so how could you, so in this case, if it was tamun, if it was buried, that's mechuse, why are you messing with it at all? The answer is, the case in the Mishnah where it says that if it's covered up, you may not touch it at all, is talking about a dung heap which is never moved. Which means the guy who hid it really intended to bury it there and keep it there for a while. And then, suddenly there was a decision made that we had to move it. And that's why in that case, if it's, then, it goes, it follows the issue of Rov Yisrael, and Rov, if the townspeople are Rov Yisrael or not, because therefore, if the fellow kept it there, and Rashi has what seems to be a different girsa, Alright, so it may be a different girsa, he may just be commenting on it, the last Rashi on the page, but he changed his mind to have to move it, and now either you take it or it's going to become hefker. So therefore, because if it's the kind of thing that normally is moved, then it really is aveda midat, because he threw it into like a trash pile. Okay, now, it's possible that that ruling in about the town, the majority of the town, is really Rabbanan. So miktani hin shelo, it doesn't say that if it's Rov Yisrael, that you can keep it. It says Eno Chayav Lachriz Ktani, if it's Rov Nachrim, sorry. It doesn't say you could keep it. It just means that you don't have to say anything. You don't have to announce it. V'yaniach v'yiti Yisrael v'yay be'siman. Let a Yisrael come and give us siman that he owns it, if he indeed does, which means we do not follow Rov. V'choshish l'miut, maybe the minority Yisrael is the one who owns it. Let him come and demonstrate that he owns it and leave it at that. V'shakil. Let's say you found a barrel of wine in a city where the majority of the people are non-Jews. So now we have a double problem, which is, on the one hand, the Metzia issue. On the other hand, the Isuri issue, the Isur of Yain Nesach. Now, muteret mishum metzia, so you're allowed to keep it, vasur v'hanah, but you can't get any hanah from it. By Yisrael v'natan v'siman, if Yisrael came and gave a siman that demonstrated that it was his, then muteret b'shtiya l'motzah, the fellow who found it can drink it. Which means that the guy who came gave a siman, now we know that it's not Yain Nochrim, but the guy who found it gets to keep it because the owners were midyayish from it because the town is majority of non-Jews. Now, come on, Rav Shimon Elazar. Now, this follows Rav Shimon Elazar, whose whole directive is based on Rov. So, Shema Minakam, Rav Shimon Elazar, Rav Nochrim, Rav Yisrael Lo. So, clearly, he only says when there's Rav Nochrim, you can keep it. No, Leola Memelacha, Rav Shimon Elazar, for the Rav Yisrael Nami Kamar. He would even say it in a case of Rav Yisrael. Rav Asi, remember, Rav Asi was the one who said this halacha. Savalakavateta Bechado, Paligale Bechada. He agrees with Rav Shimon Elazar about one thing, which is if a majority are people who cannot make the claim, then you get to keep it. Paligale Bechada, but he does not agree that if it's a Rov Yisrael, because most people would be Mita'esh, then you get to keep it. But Rav Shimon Elazar himself may very well hold that way. V'chemiach, parenthetically, on the issue of the wine, V'chemiachar dasir b'hanah, once you said you're not allowed to get hanah from it, Muteret mishum metzia l'mahilchata. So in the first case, when we said you found it in the city where majority are non-Jews, and we said in that case, you may keep it, but you're not allowed to get any hanah from it, so what's the point of keeping it? What is it you're keeping? So the answer is, lekankana. Amaravashi lekankana. So you get to keep the barrel. Use the barrel for whatever reason. Alright, Hahu Gavra da Ashkach, from here to the end, we have a series of stories about Mitziot and issues of Simanim. Hahu Gavra da Ashkach, Abra Zuzi Ditzari Besedina, he found four Zuzim that were tied up in a blanket, Ditzari Besedina was Shadu ben Nahar Biran, and they had been thrown into the Biran River. So the fact that they were tied up together indicates that that is a Siman. And then his question was, he found him in a river, can he keep it? Atala came to Rav Yehuda, he came to Rav Yehuda. Amarle zil achriz, yeti machriz. Vazuto shriyamu, but that's the depth of the seas. That's the rush of the river, where we said if it falls in there in its hefker, a person's mitayesh. So he said, Shani Nahabiran, this river is different. Why? Kevin Demitke Lomiyayish. Since it's slow, means it collects a lot of detritus, therefore a person is not Mityayish when something falls in there because it's all sort of, sludgy. Alright, Vaha Ruba Nochrim Ninu, but most of the people in the area are Nochrim, so you have that consideration. Shmamina Ein Alach Gur Shemin Allah Zafil Rav Nochrim, so if Rav Yehuda said, Yafti Machriz, that proves to you that halacha does not follow Shimon Elazar, even if a majority of the people around are Nochrim, because he said that you have to be Machriz. No, Shani Nahar Biran, Yisrael Sachrule. It's actually Jews who dam it up, Yisrael Karule, and they're the ones who dredge it. So Cave and Yisrael Sachrule, since Jews are the ones who dam it, Amor mi Yisrael Nafal. I will assume it fell from Yisrael. Came into Yisrael Karule, since Yisrael, Jews are the ones who dredge it, lo miyayish. Therefore, if somebody dropped it there, he's not going to be miyayish, because you know it's a buddy of his who's going to find it and will get it back to him. So therefore, the majority consideration is that it fell from a Jew, and there's no yeyush. Okay, Rav Yehuda, now a story with Rav Yehuda himself. He was following Shmuel, his Rebbe, in the shuk of Beit Daisa, which is exactly what it sounds like, the shuk of the people who provide meal, like cereal, to others. That's where they sell it. And Amarle, and then he asked a theoretical question. What if I found a money pouch here? What would I do? Amarle, hare ilu shalo, you keep it. So it means the majority of the people are not Jewish. What if Yisrael came and gave a siman? Amarle chayav lachzir, then you have to return it. So Rav Yehuda then said to his Rebbe, Tarte, you're saying two contradictory things. Because either it is something where you have to be machriz, in which case you're not allowed to keep it, or else, once you're allowed to keep it, then somebody coming in with siman, too late, as we'll see in a couple minutes. So Amarle lefni mishrat adin, what I'm saying is beyond the letter of the law. Meaning, really, meikar adin, you can keep it. You want to go beyond the letter of the law, that's what you should do, Rav Yehuda, give it to him. Now, just like the story with Shmuel's father, Ashka Chamri b'Madbar, he's out in the desert, and he found donkeys. which means it's the desert, it's totally Hefker, with Mityayesh, majority of non-Jews, etc. Adrina Lamarayo Levata Tresa Yarchishata. It took him 12 months until he finally found the owners, and he returned them to them anyways, Lifni Mishrat Adin, again, beyond the letter of the law. Third story. Rava Havishaka Va'azel Batrei Rav Nachman Rishuka de Galdoi. Rava was following his Rebbe Rav Nachman in the shuk of the Skinners. V'ikada Amri B'shuka de Rabbanan, or it might have been the shuk of the Rabbanan. Amar le, matzach kan arnakimahu. Now this is Rav Yisrael. Amar le, harelu shalo. It's yours. Ba'i Yisrael v'natan basiman mahu. What if Yisrael comes to give a siman? Amar le, harelu shalo. It's still yours. V'omed v'tzaveach, but the guy's yelling and screaming, that's mine, I see the green stripe on it, I see the three knots. So he says, natzeka, tzaveach ha-beitoh shenafal, v'sfenatoh shetavabayam. It's like screaming about your house that fell, or about your boat that sunk. So you lost it. All right, next story. Ahudio, there was a vulture. The shakel basra b'shuka. He went to the shuk, grabbed some meat, and flew away with it. V'shandi v'tzanyata deve marion. He came to this bar marion, and he threw it into his trees, among his trees. So he came to Abaya to ask him really two questions. Again, we got the same problem as the wine, which is the Mamanot question and the Suri question. Amarle zil shkol anavshach. He said, keep it, it's yours. I've rubed Yisrael ninu, but a majority of the people in the shuk are Yisrael. So we see that the halacha follows with Shimon Elazar, even when a majority are Yisrael, because we assume the guy was mityayish. Now, shani diog the chuzuto shol di amdami. Here, the guy was certainly mityayish because a vulture, that's like the sea, it's gone, and never going to get it again. But now we've got the other problem, which is the basar. Anytime that meat, once it's been slaughtered, is out of our vision, unless it's locked up or something, it's aser. The answer is, the guy was watching. Somebody was watching it as the vulture flew until he dropped it. So we really had visual contact the whole time. Okay, next story. And again, we're going to get into the area of where Isur and Mamon both become considerations. So he found a shechted goat on the road between Tveri and Tzipori, and they were matir to him. What does that mean? Amar Rabbi Ami, hitirulo mishum metzia, k'rav Shimon Elazar. They were matir it as a metzia because of Shimon Elazar, which seems to say, we think, that if a majority, even a majority Israel, we still, Rav Shimon Elazar still allows it, and we rule like that. And mishum shchita k'rav Chananya b'nosh Rav Yossi Haglili. That's a different ruling, and that's why they were able to allow him to eat the meat. And let's say you had live animals or chickens, and they disappeared, and then you found them, and they were shechted, and you could identify they were yours. Rabbi Yehuda Oser, Rabbi Chanan ben Noshe Rabbi Yosef Glili Matir. Rabbi Yehuda says you can't eat them because you don't know the shechita. Chanan ben Noshe Rabbi Yosef Glili says you can't eat them. Amar Rabbi Nirin Diver Rabbi Yehuda b'Shema'atzan ba'Ashba. He says if you found them in the Ashba, then you can't eat them because the assumption is it's an avela. But if you found them in a house, then we assume they were shechted properly and you may eat them. And so now they allowed Rabbi Chanina on both grounds, both as mamon and as isuri. So now they could keep the animals, he could eat them. But now there's a contradiction. Since we say that they allowed him to eat it, that means the majority of the people around were Yisrael. So that, and nevertheless, they allowed him to keep it. So, Shalom Minah, Lach Rishimon Elazar, Filu Rav Yisrael. So it sounds like Rishimon Elazar says, you may keep it even if it's Rav Yisrael, and we rule that way. And that's why they allowed him to eat it, because if a majority of the people around are not Jewish, then maybe you're allowed to keep it, but then we assume that it was shechted improperly. So I'm a Rava, V'Rav Nochim, V'Rav Tivchei Yisrael. The case could be where a majority of the owners are non-Jews, but most of the Shochtim are Yisrael. So therefore, we follow Rav of the Shochtim when you assume who did the Shechita, but we follow Rav of the owners when it comes to the ownership of it. And that's what it worked. Rabbi Ami, Ashkach Pargiot Shchutot. He found little pigeons that were Shechted. Ben Tveri, let's see Pori. Ata the Kamed Rabbi Asi, V'Ami La Kamed Rabbi Yochanan, V'Ami Rabbi Midrasha. He came to the Tveri, either to Rabbi Asi, Rabbi Yochanan, to the Beit Midrash, to ask what to do. V'Ami Le Zil Shkola Nafshach. You could keep them. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha Ashkach Kibure Da Azli Be Azluye. He found strings that are used to make nets. Ata the Kamed Rabbi Yochanan, Kamed Rabbi Yochanan, V'Ami La Beit Midrash, V'Ami Le Zil Shkola Nafshach. Again, you can keep them. All of this seeming to argue that we follow Rabbi Shimon Elazar, and we even follow Rabbi Shimon Elazar in a case which is Rov Yisrael. In any case, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up at the next Mishnah Bet, Ve'elu Chayav L'Hachriz, in the next podcast. In the meantime, everyone should have a wonderful day.